Dozens of local, state, and federal agencies held a disaster drill at the Port of Cleveland this week, giving first responders the chance to simulate a radiological terrorist attack. Cleveland Fire Department spokesperson Larry Gray.
We have guys in encapsulated suits to get them out and to bring them in. And what they'll do is they'll go in and they'll be tested because they have meters and they have guns that they can actually examine them and test them and see what type of radiological elevation that they have.
VA medical trainer Lori Turner says her agency holds disaster drills every 3 years to test the national disaster medical system.
We're pretending we have a Coast Guard vessel offloading patients. We actually receive those patients, triage them, assess their medical condition, and then get them transported to the partners' hospitals that will actually take care of them.
Turner says another drill being held today will test the response by Cleveland area hospitals.